Okay, today's daf Ayin Dalid. Just one ha'ara on yesterday's daf and one ha'ara at the end of yesterday's daf, which could really count for today's daf. Yesterday, a number of people spoke to me after the shir about the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in yesterday's year, what defines a Makam Dira? Rav says Makam Dira is Goreim, and Shmuel says Makam Lina is Goreim. Rav says you go by what you eat, and Shmuel says you go by what you sleep. And we seem to pass in like Rav, you go by what you eat. The question, though, is that you find it a number of places where it seems like you go by the place where you sleep. Number one is the tshuvas that Menachem mentioned yesterday to you by Neiris Chanukah, or of Moshe's tshuvas, about, let's say you have a bachur, you have somebody in yeshiva, the name bachurim, this is in Chelik Dalad, Simin Ayin, Os Gimel, Makom Hadlakas Neir Chanukah, Lebedei HaYeshiva, Lenin Yibachurim Shalom Dem B'Yeshiva, V'yish Makom Achilo Shehu Lakol, HaTalmidim B'Yachad, there's a place, there's a big Chadar Ochel, V'yish La Makom Lina Shehi B'Cheder, B'chol Cheder Makom Lishon L'Shlosho Gam L'Yoser, and you have a place to sleep, you have a dormitory, Tzrichel L'Halik B'Makom Halina, B'Shem Shemakom Halina, Hu M'Yuchad Yoser, B'Makom Achilo Shehu M'Yuchad Klau. So Moshe needs to go by where you sleep, and later on he says, and if there's a Chashash Sakana, you have to have Shomrim, appointed. You have to draw lots, and a different boy has to stay with the menorahs every night. So it seems like you go by Makam Lina. So this is one example where, what do you mean? Don't we pass in like Rav? You go by Makam Achila. A. B, another example, so we discussed a couple of years ago, Halakas Neir Shabbos. You have the Mishnah Berurah writes. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Mei Samach Gimel. Bachur Mahochim Lomod Chutz LeBeisam. People who go learn in the yeshiva, Tzricha Mahalik Neir Shabbos, Bachadarim Ulevarech Alav. You have to light Shabbos candles in your rooms and make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Cheder HaMiyuchad Rak Lalun Sham V'Ochla B'Bayis Acher. Again, Makam Lina, even though you can eat it somewhere else. So what's going on here? I thought we passed them like Rav. Achila, Achila. So a number of Achorotim explain, and I saw this again, Rav Schechter has an article in the Sefer Kavod HaRav, which was put out about 15 years ago for Refuah Shleima at that time of Rav Soloveitchik. It was put out in Tavshin Mem Dalet, which is a number of years ago. And that is where Rav Schechter quotes Achorotim, and that is, you get that picture from yesterday's, from the Gemara yesterday, that sometimes, some cases, if it would be no nicha for them to have the food here, then you'd go by that place. Or nicha to sleep here. So it's not so clear. So how some Achronim understand the Gemara is that what's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? That's only with everything else being equal. If Makam Achila and Makam Dira are exactly equal, so then you would go by Makam Achila. But if there's any adifus, and this is what Rav Moshe writes in that Shuvah, if there's any reason to go by one of them over the other one, that it's more a place that's more connected to you, so even if you happen to eat in a different place, that's not Kobe of the Makam. So therefore, in all these examples, if you sleep in a dorm room and you have all your stuff in the dorm room and everything is, that's your place. Okay, you have to eat in the dining room. But your place is the dorm room. That's your makam yuchad. Then you go by there. Even Rav would agree. That machlokas isn't by that case. Machlokas is only by cases where everything's equal. And that's what Moshe writes here. That's similar, like the question that comes up a lot of the times, which I alluded to on a Friday. That is, let's say you're eating out Friday night. You're eating out Friday night and you're sleeping at home. So the poskim would say, you light at home. That's the best. You're going to eat somewhere else. Don't we poskim makam achilas goreim? The answer is no. This is your house. If you're in another, if you're going, you're out, not in your house, and you happen to be sleeping in one house, and you're eating in another house, okay, so then that's going to be the machlokas. But if you're in your own neighborhood, and you're sleeping in your own bed, and you're probably going to eat there the next day also. But even if that, if you're sleeping in your own house, that's your makom. And therefore, the best thing would be to do is to light some tea lights and have your wife stay home for a couple minutes to get some anah from them and then meet you. Again, if it's very difficult, if you're going very far away, you don't want to walk there beforehand, okay, yesh makom, that maybe we can have some flexibility. But be'ikar adin, you go by your makom yuchad. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah writes that in Hilchos Shabbos and the Moshe writes that in Hilchos Chanukah. That's how, even if we paskin by Hilchos Erev, makom achila is gorim, like Rav, but that's only with ceteris paribus, with everything else remaining equal. But if there's a reason that, you would go by one and not the other, so then the machlokas wouldn't apply. That's just the Aran yesterday's daf. Yeah.
If you're in a hotel on Hanukkah,
and, over Shabbos, and you're eating by somebody in the city that you know. If you're in a hotel, I guess this is Lamaisa, or else you wouldn't be. If you're in a hotel, but you're eating in somebody else's house by nearest Hanukkah, so that's more difficult. So it's a hotel. How long you be in the hotel for? Just for Shabbos. Just for Shabbos, and then it's I don't know if that's your makam yuchad for Shabbos, but this is your makam yuchad. If you're going to be eating all the meals there, I could see you lighting over there by where you eat, because that's not a hotel. Just for Shabbos is not your house. Okay, it's your house in Yisurin halachas, but if you're makam yuchad, if you'd want to light by the eating, not every case is so clear. You know, there's like the case of, you know, you go away for Shabbos Chanukah, then Motzi Shabbos, you're going to stay there for 3 hours, and then you're going to go back and sleep at home. The big in-law, the Chanukah party, Shiloh, you're going to stay there for a couple of hours, then you get out. So where do you light? It's better to light there, it's better to light at 2 o'clock in the morning when you get home. That's a serious Shiloh, because maybe this is your Bakam Yuchad, you were there for Shabbos, and then you're going to be there for a couple of hours, you're going to have Malav Malka there. So again, not all of these are clear. You studim, you know, to say both ways. But again, it depends what time. You're going to get back very late, so then there's more room to say that Pursumi Nisa, you'd light earlier. Okay. Bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, right before we start, the Gemara had brought up the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, where the Gemara had said about 6 lines up, B'nei Chabura Shahayim Mesubin V'kidesh Aleim Hayom. If people were sitting on Friday afternoon, and all of a sudden Shabbos came, Hapas Sha'ala Shulchan Somchan Aleha Mishum Erev. The bread on the table could be used as an Erev. And the Gemara discussed, brought that up to relate to an earlier statement of Rav. But what exactly is, how is this working here? That if they're all eating a meal and all of a sudden they could be mitztaref and use the bread for an Erev. Usually you have to each contribute something to the Erev, whether it's bread for an Erev Chatzeres or wine for a Shita of Mavos. We had the whole discussion. What if you're a Shuta from beforehand, but Lachor, you have to contribute. You can't just use his. So what exactly is happening here? So this is an interesting machlokas here between Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos here, you mentioned this yesterday? Tosfos in Dibur Baschul B'nei says, how is this working? You can't say that here, they took out their bread and brought it back in. Everybody brought their own challahs to the meal. Very unusual, not mistaken that that's the case that what we're talking about here. Stoma de milsa irisha balabayazeh. It must be, what's the case? That the owner of the house, his minam was odet slow. The balabayazeh invited you to eat. Right? You're eating Friday afternoon meal there. The alpha bishalo zicha. And even though he wasn't mizaka it for them, som chanapash al shuchan dikizachu bodamu. It's as if the balabayas was mezache the bread to the guests. It's not like from Tosfos that he was kind of makne it to them. That's just Tosfos. The Ritva here says beferish not. The Ritva says, he asked Tosfos' question, also bothered by this issue about it's not there. So how could they use it for an Erev? So the Ritva says, ki afa pi she'eno makne lahem beferish pash al gabi ha-shulchan mikomakom hare yesh lahem bo zchus kibach zimno lecho v'yichol lecho l'daitam. They have a zchus to eat it. They have a schus achila, but it's not theirs. But that's enough for a hilchos eruv. Again, this is all derabanan. That's enough for a hilchos eruv. So why is this important? Machlokas toast from the Ritva, whether they're real machnet to them.
Sounds like it might be bittul.
Is it bittul? Why is it bittul? According to the Ritva, it's not theirs. According to Tosfos, it works out better, because if it's each theirs, then they're really being mitztaref in an Erev. That way, that's easier. According to Tosfos, it's not theirs. So how does it work? But there's a big discussion of a tshuva of the Maharit in Simin Kufnun. The Maharit says, if you're eating at somebody's house, and they give you some food, and you're Makadish and Isha with that food, is that Mekudeshes? Meaning, is that yours? When you go to somebody's house, they put food in front of you, legally, is that your food now, or is that their food that they're allowing you to eat? Is it lachem or not? And the nafkamina that everybody always gives is, can you become the shenisha with it? Machlokas Tosfos is the Ritva here. According to Tosfos, it's kizachudami. Oh, is it only hilchos erev? No, it's yours. Mashenkin according to the Ritva. And this is also Shayach. The Sfas Emes brings us up in Sukkah Lamed Hei, where we spoke about this a couple months ago in a different context. And that is, Sfas Emes is medayik in a Gemara that not only did you need lachem for lulav on the first day of Sukkis, you need lachem for matzah on the first day of Pesach. Even though it doesn't say that in the Torah. Asi is a tzirashava, lachem. So if the matzah has to be yours on the first night of Pesach, so many of us, you go to a hotel, you go to your parents for you go to your children, whoever you go for Pesach, so you have to have your own matzah. So it says the Sfas Emes, the Olam isn't nizer in this. Right? It says the Sfas Emes in Sukkah. He says Mashman the Maskaras Gemara Kenu Lefize Tzvichin Lizar B'Matzah Shal Mitzvah Sheyeh Matzah Shalcha V'Daf Dafka Ulo Reish Al Shulchan Balabayis Tzorech Litin Lo Balabayis Hamatzah B'Matana V'Lo Saki Masher Sheyeh Lechol. It's not enough that you let him eat. V'Tzorech Liyos Shalom Amish V'Ha Olam Inin Nizar In Baze. The Olam is a Nizar for two reasons. Number one, either because we don't pass in this way, we don't pass in the Matzah has to be yours, or B, even if it has to be yours, but maybe the halach is like Tosfos. Maybe the halach is like it is yours. And that's what we hold in that Suffolk. Either way, that's a machlokas. I don't understand that line in the Gemara, and it has nafkaminas in terms of is it really lochem or not. Okay, so now I'll take the questions, and then we're going to start second to last line. Gufa.
When somebody, if I invite somebody to my table,
yeah,
I tell them partake in my suda. Because
when you say partake in my suda, so you're assuming like the ritva.
Partake in this suda
or my suda? That's the question.
Well, but that makes a difference. Become a partner.
Become a partner already, so you're taking a stand on the issue.
No, in other words, in what they say, you are becoming a shidduch.
Okay, that's one view. But you might say not. You might say, no, partake of my, like the first way you formulated it. Please, feel free to partake of my humble items. You know, so my or our, you know. Even when you say our, you're just being nice, or do you really mean it halachically?
But if it's mine, if I invite you,
you're
becoming my partner.
Are you a partner or are you a guest? You could give people your items, or are you making them their items? It's an open question. It's an interesting discussion. Yeah. Halachically, yeah, that's a problem here. The Gemara said, right, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. You're not supposed to go into Shabbos eating a meal. So they have to be eating a meal here. But the Gemara, in Pesachim, it talks about a lot. What happens if it happens, Kiddush Avalon, Paris Mapo, Makadesh, what were they doing eating these big meals Friday afternoon? So it's not clear. Maybe they used to, I don't know, let's say there's a Pidyon HaBen on Friday, let's say there's a Bris, let's say there's, the people used to get married on Fridays because they didn't have enough money to make different suda. Shlomo Zalman got married, I think, on Friday Purim. I think I've mentioned that before. So you could have one big suda, right? Because they didn't have enough money to have a suda for the wedding and a suda for the Shabbos. But then the dafka wouldn't be eating now because you're saving the money. That maybe they just would have one long suda. And Poris Mapu Mekadesh. So, yeah. According to Shalachar Chil, should be kornis on matzahs. I think most poskim don't say you need lachem by matzah. I think that's... And even if, according to the Das Yachid that you do, so we'll say we're relying on the Das Yachid, we're relying on Tosos, that it's yours. Okay, Gufa, second to last line. Amar Rav, bottom of Ayin Gimel of a base. Ein Mabi Nitar Balachi Bekora, Achiu Batim Bechatzeros, Pesuchin Lesocho. Shitas Rav is that a Mavui, the heter that we spoke about at the beginning of Maseches Erevin, that you machshir a mavui, an alleyway, by putting a lechi or a korah, or a lechi, a little sidepost, or a korah, a board across. When does that work? Only if you have houses going into yards, and yards going into this mavui, which is the regular case of a mavui. You have an alleyway, you have courtyards on each side, and at least two houses going into each of those chatzeros. So that's the case that they... that you could use a lechi and a korah to matir the area. But if you have less than that, let's say you only have one house in a chatzer, or you only have one chatzer on one side, then the heter does not work. Then the heter of lechi and a korah does not work. So there are two things we have to talk about in Shitas Rav. Number one, what exactly is a shita? Number two, why? Because it seems somewhat counterintuitive. Number one is, what exactly does Rav mean? That you need batim v'chatzeres psuchin l'socho. So Rashi here says, against other Rishonim, Rashi here says, you know what this means? It doesn't mean literally, doesn't only mean batim v'chatzeres psuchin l'socho. Really, what Rav really means is that it must be a case. You know when you're allowed to matir the mavu with lechi nekora? Only if this is the only way that the chatzeros are going to be able to carry amongst themselves. But according to Rav, if these chatzeros could get away without this mavui, and there are ways for them to carry amongst each other without matering the mavui, then the heter of mavui doesn't exist. The heter of mavui only exists where this is, you have to matter the mavui in order to allow the carrying in all the chatzeros adjoining. That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi, the top Rashi. Batim v'chatzeros psuchin l'socho, batim l'chatzeros, shnei batim l'kol chatzer, shnei chatzeros l'mavui, v'hanach t'kivan t'kulam psuchin zulazu. In the prior case, right, what we just had, we have chatzers going into each other and having entrances into the mavui. Rav would say, doesn't work. Why? Because in those cases, each chatzer goes into each other, they can make their own area of chatzeros. They don't need to use this mavui. They can make their own Erev Chatzir. So Rav says, no, therefore the heter of the mavui doesn't work. The heter of the mavui is only allowed if this is the only way that all the Chatzirs are allowed to carry within each other. And because this is Rashi Shita, Rashi has to say, third line, V'les Leila Rav. Rav argues on what we had 2 days ago, which is actually on yesterday, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, which is a big chiddush, and this is why we showed him reject Rashi. V'les Leila Rav Hadatanya La'el, what we have on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, which was said stumma, which was said anonymously, so it doesn't seem like there's an argument there, where the Gemara had said, Abu Beno, Mavi Shalahed Nita Balachi V'Kora. We had said that an Abu Beno are considered Yechidim, so therefore you could be Matir there, mavi with a lechi and a korah. Rav has to argue on that, according to Rashi. Why? Because in those cases, av and bunot don't aser on each other. If they wouldn't want to carry in the mavi, they could just go through their own chatzeros. So you don't need the mavi in order to allow the carrying through the various chatzeros. And Rashi says, that's actually this Rav here. The kolhecha d'lo boi laruva. In any case, you don't need to make an heruv. That's like the av and bunot case. Inami boi laruva, yomati laruva, below sheet of mavi. Or you need to make an heruv, but you can make an heruv without including the mavi. Lo mystery who mavi blachi v'korah. That's what Rav means. That you need bata v'chaseres p'suchon l'socho. That means it has to be the only entrance into this mavli, and therefore you need to matu the mavli in order to allow carrying in all the outside areas. That is Shitas Rashi, how to understand Rav. Or you need a chaser which is not open to its friends, to its neighboring chaseros. Or you have chaseros on opposite sides of the mavli. Either way, that is Shitas Rashi, that the only time, again, that a mavli can be matu with a lechi nekara is if this is the allowance. This is the matir for the entire area. That was the nature of the Takana Drabanan of allowing a lechi and a korah. If this isn't what's allowing, if you could use other options, so then the Drabanan don't allow you to get away. Because remember, this is all imaginary. You put a little board there, you put a korah there. Okay, it might be Mishum Heker, but it might be Mishum Mechitza. We spoke about that at the beginning of the Masechta. So again, this is all imaginary. So we only allow you to use this imaginary heter if this is the only thing that you can do, if this is the only option you have. But if you have another option, Rav says, you can't use this heter. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos, the Ritva, and other Rishonim argue with Rashi, basically because of the previous case, on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. That Gemara doesn't... Why did the Gemara ask, this is Loka Rav? Why didn't this Gemara say? Rav argues on the earlier Gemara. The Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis said that Rav argues on the previous Gemara. So it sounds like that's stoma. Rav v'talmido avu b'no. It doesn't sound like that. There's an argument there. So that's why Tosfos quotes Rashi about the six wide line, the six skinny line, the kashalari. Dola mistano lemeiver de paligrava brisa dola el. It doesn't make sense because we see the passing like that Gemara and we passing like Rav. So it's difficult to say. So that's why the Ri quoted here in Tosfos and the Ritva, Opirish Ri, about the 10th skinny line, Delo chashvina batam v'chatzeres da'avu b'no chada, kivach ena batam psucha zelazeh, v'lo chatzeres psucha zulazu. Take Rav literally. Rav doesn't mean that the mavli has to be your hetering element, your unique hetering element. Rav is bothered by chatzeros which open into each other. That's it. Rav requires, which we'll talk about why in a second, but Rav requires that the chatzeros only open into the mavli. If they don't open into the mavli, so then it doesn't work. But what about avu b'no? That's fine. So avu b'no, they don't need an eruv. So what? That's not the sheet of Rav. Rav is not saying that this has to be the only way that they can carry amongst each other. Even if they can carry amongst each other other ways. But the problem is if the chatzeros is open to each other. But if there are cases where you don't need to make an Erev, like a father and a son, that's fine. Rav says that could still work, as you can use the heter, the lechi, and the korah. Take Rav literally. But the chatzeros psuchim l'socho. That's what you need. Don't think of a svara that should be the only way that you came after it. That is machlokas about the what in Rav. What did Rav mean? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what was his pshat? But now the question is, why? You know what? Okay, we explain for Rashi a little bit. But if you take Rav on the surface, you know it seems somewhat counterintuitive. That let's say you only have one chaser and one house connected to the mavli, then you can't use as lechi in the korah. But there's less people there, so don't you say less people is easier to surround it? Okay, so Yisrael says we've had a number of times to remind you. We had opposite svaras. Remember back in the Erev Daf Gimel, we had opposite svaras. More people the better, or less people the better, right? So less people, more people, so that everybody thinks somebody else is taking care of it, right? A pot of everybody is cold. Or do you say that more people are better? Okay, we've had both svaras. The Rashba, though, in the Tshuva, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rashba, Mishnah Berurah quotes this. You're going to look it up in Shin Samach Gimel Sifkat and Kuv Beis. The Rashba was asked this question. You know, it should be Ifcha B'stavra. Call the Avshi Dirid Boy Hakarat Fei. Right, the more people should have higher standards. Right now we say, according to Rav, the more people is lower. As long as you have two chateros with two houses each, that's good. But any less than that, this heter doesn't work. So the Rashba says, no, I think we mentioned this Rashba also in the past. Mistavra says the Rashba, no. He says, if you have houses that go into yards and yards that go into a mavui, so where do people do most of their tashmishin? So the chateros are used for most things. What do they use the mavi for? Just to get outside, go to the street. But there's less tashmishin in the mavui if there are batim and chatzeros. But if there are houses that say go directly into the mavui, or there are very few, there's one house in a chatzer and that goes into the mavui, So says the Rashba, if there are less people around, then people are going to be less misvayesh, they're going to be more comfortable doing stuff in the Mavui, that they wouldn't do otherwise if there are more people there. So says the Rashba, that's why a Mavui has a higher standard if there are less people around, because if there are less people around, people are going to use this Mavui for more tashmishin. They're going to use it more for private actions. So because of that, that's why less people are going to be more tashmish in the Mavui. More people is more tashmish in the Chatzer. That's why in general, Chatzeros have higher standards than Mavuis. Because Chatzeros are used more. Chatzeros have four walls. Right? Mavui has a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. But still, a Chatzer is used for more tashmishin. And that's why it would have a higher standard. That's what the Rashba says. Mistavra kol shehu asui yoser ledira ulu tashmishi hatznei v'leachol bahem. Anything that's made for more living, more usage, tzarech yotzer mechitzos gemuros. So you need more mechitzos if it's made for more usage. Lefichach, therefore, hachaserah shabali batim shedarkan l'shtamish bahem yoser b'tashmish hatznei v'leachol bahem. Chatzeros in general, which are used for more, you know, you do things in your backyard that you don't do on your street. Right, so you do why? Because if your backyard is enclosed, because that's more private. So therefore, tzrichos hamechitzos yoser gemuros. You need more mechitzos. V'chein adin b'mavo. So too with alleyways where you don't have so many houses and chatzers going into it. Diuran mu'atin heimishtamshim and yoser. You use the alleyway more. Right, so I live on a dead end street, the double dead end street. So I do more in my streets than other people. Why? Because it's more private. Who's going down the dead end street? So either are less people there. There are less people on the dead end street, but it's more usage in the street. Right, so that's what says the Rashba. The standard for what you need for an Erev doesn't go by the amount of people, but goes by the Tashmish. So if the Tashmish is more, so that's what you need, a higher standard. That's in the Rashba, Chelek Hey Simin Reish Gimel. But it's quoted in that Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so now we have the what of Rav and the why of Rav.
Wouldn't there be also a difference in the terms of usage of the Mavui if there is a opening between Chatzeros or not? Because if there is no opening between Chatzeros, in order to bring from one Chatzer to another,
is there a difference whether the Chatzeros are open to that's Tosfos. Tosfos says Rav Shita is based on open to the Chatzer only, or open to the Mavi only, or it's open to other Chatzeros. But remember, according to Rashi had a different Shita. That's not the only problem. Even if they don't need an Erev, even if they're not open to each other, that's also going to be problematic. Okay, but that's the Rashba's Chiddush that it goes by Tashmish. Correct. That's a good way to put it. Physical limitation versus halachic limitation. Tosfos says there's a physical limitation. Rashi says there's a halachic limitation. But either the nafkamina is, does Rav have to argue on the previous amud? That's the nafkamina. Okay, so that's Shita's Rav. Next Shita, third line. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I'm sorry, Shmuel Amar, second line. Afilu b'ayezechad v'chatzer achas. Shmuel says, no, you don't have all the requirements that Rav says. Even if you have a mavui, where on one side of the mavui there's a house, and another side of the mavui, this is where Rashi learns the Gemara, you have a chatzer with one house in it. There's a picture of this in the picture book if you want to look, but you can think about it. You have an alleyway. One side has a house that goes directly into the mavui, opens up into the mavui, and the other side has a chatzer with one house in it. So that's even allowed. You don't need two houses to two chatzeros. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, even more bechidish afilu churva. Even a ruin, even a dilapidated building, that also can function as a on one side of the mavui. So Amar le Abayler of Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'shul shal kramim. Did Rabbi Yochanan allow even a pathway of a vineyard, meaning not even a churva? So Amar le lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan el b'churva. No, Rabbi Yochanan didn't go that far. Rabbi Yochanan did only a churva, the chazi ladira, because that's somewhat fit for living in. The Meiri here says that a churva has a little bit of a roof and a wall, has a little bit. But a shmul shal kramim, the chazi ladira lo, a path amongst the kramim, okay, amongst the vineyard that people don't live there. There's no roof there. There's no protection for the elements. So that would not work. So you at least need ra'ui chazi ladira somewhat. Even if people don't live there. People don't live in a churva anymore. You need at least ra'ui ladira on each side of the mavi. Amr Rafuna bar chinana v'yaz Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei. Rabbi Yochanan is l'shitaso. In this case, what's l'shitaso? Rabbi Yochanan, who, as we'll see, to add this in, Rabbi Yochanan, who just says that even if you have a churva on the other side, Rabbi Yochanan, who allows you to, if you make this lechi in the korah, you're allowed to carry from one side, the chatzer, into the mavui, and you're not gozer, and you're not worried that you're going to carry from the mavui into the opposite side into the churva. So that Rabbi Yochanan, who's not worried about making zeros of carrying from one place to another place, is l'shitaso for the following case, where he also doesn't make a gzera. So it's somewhat of a loose l'shitaso, but again, the Gemara says that this is, it's still l'shitaso. Tisan, as the Mishnah says, at the beginning of the ninth perek, tafpeites, Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad gagos ve'echad karpifos, ve'echad chatzeros, roofs, fields, and courtyards. We've had this shita of Rabbi Shimon before. All these different types of areas in a city. Rishus achas hein lekelim sheshavsu l'sochan. They're one rishus for kelim that were in them from before Shabbos. So let's say you have roofs. Like in those days, they used roofs more than we use roofs. We're not talking about a roof that's 95 stories high. Let's say there's a roof that's a story high. And they used to do things on the roof. And that's why they had makos, were much more common in those days. So though underneath these roofs, each house has its own rishus, but let's say you want to go from roof to roof to roof to roof. So are you allowed to take things from Kalim from one roof to another roof, or one yard to another yard, directly from the yards to the yards? Shoshita of Rav Shimon is all these quasi rishus hayachids, all these outside areas, roofs and yards and karpifios. So all these are considered one rishus for all Kalim that were in them from before Shabbos, and you can go from one place to another place. V'lo l'kalim sheshavsu b'soch habayis. But for Kalim that started out in the house from before Shabbos, you're only allowed to carry in to the one area, into the first chatzer, but not into not from chatzer to chatzer. That is shita Reb Shimon. But there's a machlokas, how far does Reb Shimon go? V'yama Rav, halacha Reb Shimon, v'hu shalo irvu. We'll hold like Reb Shimon only if the houses that those yards and roofs are connected to didn't make an eruv. Meaning, they can't carry from their own house to their own chatzer. That's where Reb Shimon says, anything that was in there from before Shabbos, that you're allowed to carry around to all the different chaseros. Aval irvu. But if they made an eruv in their own private yard, so therefore they could carry in from their houses to this yard, so says Rav, no, then we'll make a gzera. Gazrina dilma asi lafuki imani debatam l'chatzer. We're worried that if you're going to carry all the stuff not only to your yard, but once you know that you're allowed to carry stuff from your yard to the next yard, according to Reb Shimon, you're going to remember what was here before Shabbos, what was here not before Shabbos. So what wasn't here before Shabbos, though, you're going to get confused. You might carry stuff that started in your house to somebody else's roof. Or to somebody else's chassid, that's why we make a gzeira. Because you're not going to remember what started off in your house and what didn't. That is Shita's Rav. It's better if they didn't make an eruv. Shmuel amar, no, bein eruv, bein lo eruv. Shmuel said, no, even if the people in the house made an eruv and are allowed to carry their items into their own chassid, Reb Shimon still says a Shita, and we still paskin like Reb Shimon, in that case, where you could carry from that chatzer to the other chatzer. And Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Shmuel that even if they made an Eruv, you're allowed. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. So what do you see from the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? Lo gazrinin dalma asi lafuki mani debatam l'chatzer. We don't make a gzeira that you're worried that you're going to carry from the house to the chatzer and the chatzer to the next chatzer. So Hachanami says the Gemara similarly here. Lo gazrinin dilma asi lafuki mani dechatzer l'chorva. So too, that's where Rabbi Yochanan here allows you to matu the mavui with a chatzar on one side and a churva on the other side, and we're not worried that you're going to carry things from your chatzar to the mavui and then end up from the mavui to the churva. We're not worried about that. So too, that is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa. Period. Continue. Yosef Rav Bruna v'kamala shmaitza. Rav Bruna was once sitting and said over this sugya. What sugya? So Rashi here says, said over Shita Shmuel. Shmuel up above, the second of the three shitos. Shmuel who said that even, not a churva, but even a house, one house and one chatzer. Remember, a house on one side and a chatzer with one house on the other side. So, Amalei, they said to Amalei, Rabbi Elazar, Bar Bei Rav. Rabbi Elazar says to Rav Bruna, hey, Talmud Chacham, Amar Shmuel Hachi? Did Shmuel really say this? Shmuel said that even one house, you don't need like Rav, you don't need two houses into each chatzer. So Amalei, in. Yeah, he said it. So I'm like, come on, I don't believe you. Ach vilei shpizei, show me his host. Meaning, show me where Shmuel is. I have to ask him myself. Ach vilei, so he showed him where Shmuel was. Also, the comment to Shmuel. So he came before Shmuel. Amar hachi. Did you really say that? So I'm like, yeah, I said it. He said, but Shmuel, you yourself said earlier in Daf Samach Vav, where we had it, that Erevin, you go by the language of the Mishnah. And what does it say in the Mishnah? A mavi to yards, plural, is like a chatzel abatim. So doesn't that Mishnah prove like Rav? So how could you say what you said, Shmuel? That one house and one chaser with one house. The Mishnah says, Shamavi lechaser is kechaser lebatim. Right, we just had that on the yesterday's Amud, the top of the Amud Gemel Amud Beis. So Ishtik, Shmuel didn't answer him. So now we're one of those, Shmuel didn't answer him, so what does that mean? Kibla mine or lo kibla mine. So did Shmuel accept this kasha and therefore agree to Rav, who requires two chatseros and two houses into each chatser? Oh, did he not accept? He just, okay, he didn't answer him, but still, doesn't mean that, doesn't mean he accepted it. Now, sometimes he just doesn't want, the Talmud Chacham just doesn't want to answer a shayla. But it doesn't mean he's agreeing to the questioner. So, Tashma, let's try to figure out whether he agreed or not. There was a mavui that on one side of it lived, it was a chatzer with somebody named Ebus Bar Ihi in that chatzer with another house. Meaning one side of it was a regular chatzer with two houses. The other side, as we'll see, was unclear. There was a shul in the other chatzer. The question is how it was used. But we'll see the exact case in a minute. So there was a chatzer that Ebus Bar Ihi lived in. Avid lay lechya. So he made a lechi. V'shari lay Shmuel. He made a lechi in the mavi in between him. Shmuel matered it. And the assumption was, Ava's thought, and we think now, that this was a case that Rav would not agree to. Because it wasn't two houses into each of the chatzeros. So, Asa Rav Anan Shadye. Rav Anan came, Rav Anan who was a Talmud of Shmuel. Rashi says, after Shmuel died, he threw down the lechi. Because he didn't want people using this lechi. So Amar, so Ava says, Mavod Dayarna Bay, the Mavi that I've lived in all my life, I grew up here, V'yasina b'shmeida by Shmuel, and I carried, based on what Shmuel did, Nasi Rav Anan Barav, Nishtei Man, you're going to throw it away? What are you doing? How can you do this? Shmuel had this all his life. So Shmami no, lo kibla mine. So it's Mashma that, right, that why is he so upset? Because it must be that Shmuel allowed it, and why is Rav Anan throwing it down? It must be Rav Anan holding like Rav. But Rabbanan's holding like Rav, and that's why we see from the story that Shmuel must have stuck to his guns and held against Rav, that even though the language of the Mishnah is Mavi lachatzeros ke chatzer labatim, even though it says chatzeros, don't take it so literally. And even a chatzer with one house would also be okay. So lo kibla mine. So where I said no, maybe not. Maybe there's no riot from the story. Lo ol meim lacha kibla mine. Maybe really Shmuel accepted the argument. Elamaskana Shmuel did agree to Rav that you need two houses in each chatzer, but we misunderstood the case. The Hacha Chazanahu to have the Achol Nama Bebeise. Really, there was a shul in one of these chatzeros, and that was the question: was this shul considered the house in order to make it two houses for each chatzer? So what happened? There was a chazana. There was a gabai. Right. Even though the post point out say we say chazan is the chazan, what we call the shliach tzibur, we call the chazan. Different reasons why, because he see in olden days only the chazan had the sitter, choses to see, so that's why the chazan, or chazan also according to some means manhig, he's our leader. Either way, why? But at least in the Gemara, chazan was the gabai, the guy who took care of all the tzrachim of the shul. So chazanahu dahavi achonama b'vesei, there was a gabai who used to eat in his own house, v'asi bayis v'beknishta, and he slept in the shul. That was the case. So the Avis Bar Ihi suffered Malkam Pita Gorim. So Avis Bar Ihi, who was defending Shmuel and saying that Shmuel holds that you don't need two houses to each, because he thought Malkam Pita Gorim. He thought that Malkam Achila is the most important, and this Chazan does not eat in the Shul, so therefore he eats elsewhere. So this house is considered as if it doesn't have any Dayarim. Nobody lives there. So that's why he thought, forget this house. So forget the house, so Shmuel holds against Rav. Shmuel holds that you don't need two houses. But really, Shmuel the Taime. But Shmuel himself, the only reason he allowed it was because Malkam Lina Gorim, and he slept here in the shul. And if he slept in the shul, that's why it was considered a case of two houses in a chatzer, and that's why Shmuel really agreed to Rav. So why did Rav Anan throw it out afterwards? Why did Rav Anan throw it down after Shmuel died? Right? So Malkam Lina Gorim. So Rashi quotes that it must be that the chazan stopped sleeping in the shul afterwards. So that's just a little fact that we have to mention. So that's why he did it. So therefore there's no more Malkam Lina. So that's why it's not good anymore. But either way, the Gemara says Lamaskana, there's no raya what Shmuel did. The story could have been about a case where he would have agreed to Rav. So we don't know what Shmuel's shita is Lamaskana. Two points. Number one, the Ritva here points out that it sounds like from the Gemara that according to Rav, Makam Dira is not good enough. When you have two houses going into a chatzer, you know, what do you, so why wasn't the shul good enough? If you could have slept there, what, you dafka needed him to sleep there? So the Ritva here says that according to Rav, it seems like houses going into chatzeros is not good enough, but you need And you need them to actually be living there. Not just a makam dira, because here there was a difference whether he slept there. Either way, it's a makam dira. So he's a makam dira, so therefore you see from here that you need to be living there. You need button to ispuhu the urine, be'inan. Right, so that is what the Ritva gets from this Gemara, another aspect that we learn about Shitas Rav. The question that is asked by the Yisharim Seren Balacha points out, again, it's asked by Tosas and Pesachim also, and that is, what does it say here? He slept in the shul. You let us sleep in a shul? You let us sleep in a shul? So if you look in, what? If it was built that, we built Al Tanai to sleep in the shul, but you still can sleep in the main sanctuary, even if you build it Al Tanai. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kufnun Aleph and Simin Dine Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, so Shulchan Aruch talks about all these things that we're not allowed to do in a shul, which we have to be careful about because it's Bade Knessios and Bade Midrashos Einu Agim Mehem Kalos Rosh Gon Schok V'Hitol V'Sicha B'Teila, and this is even not during davening, right? This is Stam Sicha B'Teila, even if you're just like after davening. You can't come in here just to protect yourself from the rain or the sun. Okay, Talmid Chachamim can, because they never leave. Etc. etc. Then in Siv Gimel, Ein Yishenim Bebeis HaKnesses Afilu Shenes Arai. Okay, different. Nowadays we don't have a pure Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash, but even a Shenes Arai. Right, so number one, maybe it was built that way, like the Al Tanai Shul. It's a different Al Tanai Shul in Prague, a different kind of Tanai. But so what's going on here? So this is a question that Tosas asked him Sachem. Again, the Avites on our Gemara, when on this line of Bayis Bebe Knishni, he says, Ayin Tosas Psachim Kafal from an Alf. So you look there, gotta look it up. And the Gemara there is, it's the well-known Gemara about Kiddush and Shul. Kiddush from Beis HaKnesses and Kiddush from Makam Suta. So the Gemara there quotes Shitas Shmuel. Shmuel, who seems to say that if you make kiddush in shul, the language is de yayin lo yatsu, de kiddush lo yatsu. You don't get any credit for anything if you make kiddush in shul. So Shmuel, lamali lekdusha bebe kenishta, why do you make kiddush in shul? La afuke archim yidei chovasan. Ti motzi the archim yidei chovasan. Which archim? Da achlu vishasu veganu bebe kenishta. For those archim who were eating and drinking and sleeping in the shul, the azish shul atayim made them shul in kiddush olam makom suda, and the shul holds in kiddush olam makom suda because you know they're not going to be eating there fully. But that is shitas. That's what the Gemara mentions: a case of eating and sleeping, and eating and drinking and sleeping in the shul. So we mentioned in the past about the sugya of making kiddush in shul. The poskim say, shouldn't you make kiddush or not? Bizman hazesh, should you not? There are no archim. That's the tour who says, yefshali, if I had my druthers, you know, I would be mavatal the minug. So then the poskim seem to say that if there is a minug, then keep the minug. It's a minug kavua for many days. But again, if you don't have the minug, there's no reason to. There's no reason to make kiddush in shul if there's no more archim. So again, that's what the poskim seem to say, because the tour is charif against it. So again, we poskim that at least, but the evid, if there is a minug already, then keep the minug. But again, to the shilas, then who's going to drink it? And the Kiddush Makom Suda, etc. Anyway, that's the Gemara. So Tosas there asks, V'yim Tomer, you can't sleep in the shul. What are you talking about? These Archim are sleeping in the shul. V'yim Tomer, I'm reading by Perek B'nei Ha'ir in Megillah. Batek Nasios ain't ochel in behem, ain't chosen behem. Avagav da achil v'shasiyah shal mitzvah mutter. Even though eating and drinking shal mitzvah is mutter, so is this shal mitzvah? Maybe. But either way, it sounds like from the Gemara there that they did this all the time. And like in our Gemara, he slept in there, stam. So Tosfos answers, which everybody answers, must be v'yesh lomar the lav davka bebati knishta. It wasn't mamish in the shul. El chadarim shall you smuchim lebeis haknesses. It was in the ante rooms. That's what the Sharam Sarin Balacha quoted in our Gemara. It must be that's what the Gemara is talking about. It was in the ante rooms, in the side rooms. So that's fine. The same building, but still doesn't have the same kedusha lebeis haknesses. Doesn't have the same kedusha lebeis haknesses. But then the problem is though, if this is the answer, they slept in the side room. But then you run into the other problem of kiddush b'makom suda. So you solved the problem of sleeping in shul, but what about this? You're going to kiddush here, you're going to kiddush in the side room, but what about kiddush makom suda? You eat, you know, are they in a different spot? So that gets into it's a major issue of kiddush makom suda. We spoke about this a couple years ago. The kiddush makom suda has three discussions in kiddush makom suda. So the where, the when, and the what. Right, what is that? The what is, what do you have to have for kiddush makom suda? The makom suda means when you had a kiddush, you can't just have fish. Right, you had a kiddush, you can't just have a piece of herring. You gotta have suda. What is suda? That's a machlokas. The gra and the gaonim. Can you rely on mizonos? which is the sheet of the Gaonim, which basically the Minhag Olamus rely on. You have some type of Mizonos, because you have to have Kiddush Rakam Suda, meaning you're not allowed to make Kiddush unless you're having Suda there. That's the first sin of the what? And the Gra says, no, you have to have the Suda. You have to have Kiddush Rakam Suda. And the Achronim explain, is it a din in the Kiddush or is it a din in the Suda? Is it a din that the Kiddush... Does the Suda have to be started by Kiddush? That's the Gra. So therefore, it doesn't matter if you have Mizonos. Your Suda has to be started by Kiddush. Or do you say, no, your Kiddush has to be grounded in some kind of Kvius. That's why you need the Mizonos. That's a Machloka. So that's also one of the reasons why the Minhag is, even if you make Kiddush at a Kiddush, when you go home, you make Kiddush again. You already made Kiddush, you already had Mizonos. Why? Because of that Gra. Because if Kiddush Makam Suda, if you... Put together with another shita that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. That's the Raivid. Because if you don't say that, then you already blew it. But if you say that, so that's why there's a minute to make one of the reasons why you repeat Kiddush when you get home. But that's Kiddush, Pesachim Suda, aspect one is the what. Then is the when. The when is that you can't have a big break in between your Kiddush and your Suda. You shouldn't make Kiddush and then go for a little walk. You should wait. You should have Kiddush. You should be pretty in proximity of each other. That's the when. And then the where. The where is the issue now. The where is, it has to be in the same place. So what's called the same place? That's the, if you look in the beginning of Reishai and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes three or four deos about what's the same place. Again, lechadchila, lechadchila, the same place is the same place. Here. Same place, the same room. But what if it's not the same room? What happens if you're going to make Kiddush and you're going to have the Suda in, let's say the Rav wants to make Kiddush so everybody hears the Kiddush, but you're going to have this Kiddush outside. Or you're going to have the Kiddush in a different room. So that's why the post can quote that if there's a tzarech, as long as you can see it. As long as you can see the other place from where you are, that is good enough. That's why I look outside the window over here when you make the Kiddush. But again, as long as you can see it, that's what another day that's quoted. Call a roe mekomo, afilu mibayis l'chatzar, eino tzarech lachzor l'kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah says, "B'makom tzarech, you can rely on that." V'yeshomim, there's another daya which the Mishnah Berurah Halacha says you rely on b'shas atzchak mamish. That is, it's in the same building. Even if you can't see, you make a kiddush upstairs. You're going downstairs. You can't see; it's a different room. B'shas atzchak, you can also rely on that. But again, it has to be in some proximity to each the kiddush and the suda. But again, that's where you have to give one of these answers for this discussion in Tosfos. Again, once you give the answer of Tzidei Beis HaKnesses, you solve one problem, you get yourself into another problem. So you have to give an answer. Even if it's Lasarach Mitzvah, you'll have to do it in the shul, but you're not going to eat the whole meal in the shul. So you have to give one of those answers. Okay, Kiddush Makom Suda is a big sugya. We touched on it a little bit, but it's very important, all three aspects of Kiddush Makom Suda. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Amarav. Another case. Mavui shetzido echad ovid kochavim v'tzido echad Yisrael. What happens, and you can look in the picture book here, if you have a mavui, and on one side of the mavui is a chatzer where a non-Jew lives. This is, if you look at Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the picture number 241. Picture number 241. You have a mavui, and on the one side you have a chatzer where a non-Jew lives, and on the other side you have a chatzer, and On the other side of that chatzar, you have a Jew's house, and behind that, you have another Jew's house, and another Jew's house, and another Jew's house. In other words, all the Jew's houses are connected, but one after another, and only the inner one is connected to the chatzar, which is connected to the mavui, which on the other side of it has a non-Jew living there, a novi kochav. So it says, that's the case. So mavui shesidu echad novi kochav, and visidu echad Yisrael, ein ma'arvin oso derech chalonos, lahatiro derech psachem l'mavui. Says Rav, you can't make an eruv through the windows. Look at the case. Rashi here says the case is where you have windows connecting all the Jews' houses. You can't make an eruv chatzeros within those houses to allow people to carry from their own house all the way into the mavui. Special din, we don't know why yet. That's what Rav says. You can't make an eruv chatzeros in those houses to allow all those Jews behind to carry into the mavui. Period. Why dafka? It says there are chalonos. What about if you have doors in between? So Rashi says lav dafka. It could be doors also. It could be doors. You just have the windows because it's not usual to have doors in between houses, open doors. That's what Rashi says in the sixth wide line. Lachi nakar chalonos ein derech bnei adam lasos psachim gedolim mibayis labayis. Tosfos here argues. Tosfos says, if you look at the second to last medium line, v'ripirish to dafka chalonos nakat to oz asul la'ariv sheish lachosh sheyiftach zeh adar b'chaser b'shchenav hamisham shenimo. We'll get to exactly what the reason is. If you have doors, then the nachri is going to be scared about that the other Jews are going to be able to come walk right through. Which we'll get to. That's going to relate to a reason the Gemara is going to give in a minute. But either way, machlokas Rashi and the Reem whether chalonos windows are literal windows or even psachim. So says the Gemara that Rav makes said a separate dinzer abundant here that these houses are not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros amongst them. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Avilu B'chatzer. Did Rav make this statement even if what's in between the Obed Kochavim's Rishus and this other setup of all these Jewish houses, even if there's a chatzer in the middle, or only if there's a mavui in the middle? So Amalei, he said it even by chatzer. V'ilo Amar Mai, I heard him say it even by chatzer. But why would you be mechalik? So Abaye says, no, the following reason. Hava amina, time at the Rav Mishum, the Kosovar, in Mavi, Nita, Balach, Vikar, Shiu, Bad, Vachach, Shiu, Chun, Lesocho. I would have said that. What's Rav based on? It's based on everything we discussed in Amad Aleph. That a Mavi requires on either side of it, Chatseros with Batim. And what do we know from the previous Dafim? Diras Akum is Lashma Dira. So maybe that's the reason. So, but that would have only been by a Mavi. But you're telling me he even said it by a Chatser, so that can't be the reason. So, but Vitarti Lomali, but if you wouldn't have said it by Chatseros, still I would have needed this statement and the previous statement that, you know, the general statement of the Mavi needs the two Chatseros. Why would I have needed both statements of Rav about this specific case and the previous general case of a Mavi needing two Chatseros with two houses each? Lomali Tzricha, I would have needed both statements. If I would have only had the first statement, Hava Amina Diras Oved Kochavim Shmadira, I would have thought that Diras Akum is Shmadira. Tosva says, not always, but at least Lenin Zat. Maybe I would have considered it enough in order to make a heter for a Mavli. Kamash Malan, that's why you have to have this specific case, the Diras Akum Lashmadira, to teach me that Diras Akum is not called a Dira. Vime Hachan, if I would have only had this last case, Hava Amina Lo Yadana Batim Kama, I wouldn't have known how many houses Rav requires. Fine, I would have said he needs a chutzer on either side, but maybe one house into each chutzer would be enough. Kamash Malan, Batim Train. That's why you have to see the first statement of you need at least two houses. The Sfasemister said the Tzorach Yin on this line. Why isn't the fact that if Yusuf Joseph would have had this case, I would have thought the reason for this case is a unique reason to this case. I wouldn't have known that it was a general statement of Rav. He doesn't know why the Gemara doesn't just give a simple answer to this case. It's a specific, unusual case of an Akum and the houses. I would have thought he's nothing to do with a case of a Mavi. But either way, that's the Tzri Chasa. That's why you would have needed both statements, even had it been only by a Mavi. But now, continues Abaya, Hashad Amarav Afilu Chatzer. But now that I hear that Rav made this statement, even by a Chatzer, it must be a unique reason to this case. Tayyim Adarav, the Kasavar, Asr Lasos, Yachad Mavakon Obed Kachadim. It must be a separate reason that you can't, based on what we had a couple of days ago, you're not allowed to live alone with an Ovde Kachadim. And we spoke about what reasons for that. They're chashud in different areas. So that's what Rashi here says. If these people are allowed to make an Erev with each other, then he's going to be comfortable living there. Right? And they're going to carry out, and he's not going to feel so alone. So that is why we have a separate din d'rabbanan that they're not allowed to make an Erev. So he's going to be the only one going out through this mavli. Last wide line on top, Rashi. And he'll move. We don't want him, again, shalom, lomom, we myself. So that is why we have a separate din that, even by chaser, it doesn't matter, because this reason applies to a chaser or a mavri in between. We want to isolate him, and therefore he wouldn't stay in this situation, and he would move away. Let's just finish. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef, when he hears this reason, he says, Ihachi, ah! Now I understand something. Hayna the Shemana the Rabbi Tavla. Now I understand what Rabbi Tavla always said. Da'amar Obed Kochavim Shrei Zimni. He always said Akum Akum 2 times. V'loyedana Mike Amar. I never knew what he meant. Rashi here says, what did he mean? So either Obed Kochavim twice. He says, oh, now I understand. One time he meant to buy a Mavui. One time he meant to buy a Chatzer. Or maybe he's just emphasizing that that's the reason. The reason here is a unique Obed Kochavim reason. It's not a general reason that you need two Chatzeros on opposite sides of the Mavui. But now he understands what Rabbi Tavla meant. Period. So that is the reasons for this last sheet of Rav. We originally thought it was based on the earlier Rav, that a Mavui requires two Chatseros on either side of it with two Patim each. Kamash Malani, he says it's even by a Chaser, because there's a specific reason about Akum. Okay, we'll stop here. And the question was just sat in the Teishir was, anybody was sponsored by somebody in the Nesham Shav and Aliyah? Zechon Nishmas Alana Bas Anabas Avraham. Avraham Avinu. Okay. Shkoya.
I don't understand why the Chalonos.
Yeah.
Pesach makes sense. Why Chalonos?
Chalonos, you.